in critical condition. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Heat advisories are in effect for the Southeast and the Midwest. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
From the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf Coast, we have triple-digit temperatures and heat index numbers. That's the feels-like temperatures from 102 for areas like Birmingham, Nashville 102. It's the Carolinas, though, that it's going to be relentless, not just for the rest of the weekend, but in the week ahead.
Overseas, Israel says it has resumed airdrops of food into war-torn Gaza, where starving children are turning up at hospitals. But Alexandra Saye, with the charity Save the Children, says it's not enough.
Dropping energy bars or dried food from the sky across Gaza is not what's going to bring back children who are in these conditions back from the brink.
Talks aimed at a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas have broken off. Hamas still holds Israeli hostages. Or Levy was one of them until February. At a rally in Tel Aviv, he urged President Trump to step in again.
Mr. President, your leadership has already given me back my freedom. But time is running out. The situation is growing more desperate by the day. And only you have the power to break this cruel and dangerous stalemate.
President Trump is in Scotland, where he's playing golf and talking trade with British and European leaders. His trip's being met with protests, CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
Many demonstrators carried signs linking the president to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Justice Department's reluctance to divulge more information about Epstein has dogged the president in recent weeks.
Trump says he broke ties with Epstein years ago. 10,000 steps a day has been the rule of thumb for better health.
New research in The Lancet that reviewed nearly 60 previous studies found people who walked 7,000 steps a day had a 47% lower risk of death, a 25% lower risk of cardiovascular disease, and a 6% lower risk of cancer. It even had benefits for mental health. But even 4,000 steps daily had some benefits.
CBS's Michael George there. He says it's a good reason to get moving. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rock Legends, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Harry Chapin was a very successful songwriter whose life was cut short by a car accident. His younger brother, Tom, remembers him fondly.
When I was a kid, I came up with this line that the family loved. Two's company, Harry's a crowd. And unafraid, he had this energy that was astonishing.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Jewelry is benefiting relief efforts in Central Texas.
The James Avery Jewelry Company has had a connection with Camp Mystic for more than half a century, making charms specifically for campers.
It's the activities that they may have done or the cabin that they may have stayed in.
CEO John McCullough.
And over time, they build these charm bracelets that really reflect their experience at camp.
After the flood that killed campers and counselors, production manager Chris Zavala went to work on a deep in the heart of Texas charm in silver or gold, with proceeds going to relief efforts.
They quickly asked, can we work overtime? We'll do whatever it takes.
They're processing orders for more than 60,000. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Trump administration is releasing $6 billion in grants to schools. The money for adult literacy, English language, and other programs had been held up since July 1st while the administration checked to see if it aligned with White House priorities. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. The low within a few degrees of 70, a slight storm chance. For tomorrow, some early fog, then it'll be hot and humid. A high right around 90 degrees, the heat index approaching 100. Currently at 75 degrees.
Do you believe it? I need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodega, baby? Just to let me down.
To the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such song. Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
Refreshed.
WRJN.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free. It's fun, and it's open to the public.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Thank you.
they used to be. No, no. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand?
Plays upon her head.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good.
Found her now.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Tragedy at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. We begin with CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Michigan State Police report multiple people being stabbed in Walmart. Reports say several people have been hurt. However, state police say the suspect is in custody.
According to the Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office, the suspect, a 42-year-old man, used a folding knife to stab 11 people. Several are in critical condition. In a statement, a Walmart spokesperson said, "Violence like this is unacceptable. Our thoughts are with those who were injured, and we're thankful for the swift action of first responders." No motive has been determined. An American Airlines plane about to take off from Denver had to be evacuated because of a problem with the plane's landing gear. This man was on board and described what happened.
We were about to take off from Denver to Miami, and during the speed up, When the plane almost took off, we heard a loud boom, and I said, that's not good.
President Trump's in Scotland this weekend, a trip with two big things on the agenda, trade talks and golf. White House correspondent Weisha Zhang is there.
President Trump teed off with his son Eric and the U.S. ambassador to Britain at his luxury golf resort in Turnberry, Scotland. At the same time, hundreds of protesters gathered in front of the U.S. consulate in the Scottish capital, Edinburgh.
Even though he has Scottish roots, he's a disgrace to us.
The hunger crisis has worsened in Gaza, the BBC's Hugo Bachego reports.